you're in your car, you're not very far from Cliff.
The fresher the bread, the better the toast. How true that is, especially if the bread you use is Mrs. Baird's. It's the freshest taste in bread, the freshest taste in toast, and a sure way to make breakfast at your house even more enjoyable. So tomorrow, start your day with Mrs. Baird's toast. You'll discover that Mrs. Baird's bread really does make the freshest taste in toast.
You're right!
Mrs. Baird's, Mrs. Baird's, Mrs. Baird's.
16 minutes before 10, KLIF dial-a-mink time. And let me give you the special telephone numbers for you to register on. Do not call the regular Cliff number. If your telephone number is in the Broadway Exchange, then this is your hour. You have 16 more minutes to call Riverside 8-0600, Riverside 8-0941, or Riverside 7-4771. The Lawrence Welk Orchestra on the Ken Lock Show from KLIF in Dallas with Calcutta. Now for news of movie land to Hollywood.
This is Jimmy Fiddler at the Cliff Hollywood desk. French singing star Yves Montand has made it perfectly clear that Marilyn Monroe is not going to be able to become between him and his wife of 11 years, Simone Signoret. Montand flew the polar route from Paris to get here rather than pass through New York City where Miss Monroe makes her home. Montand would continue on to Japan to co-star in a picture with Shirley MacLaine after he attends to some local business matters. Mickey Rooney will star in Everything's Ducky, which will be filmed starting in March. Sammy Davis Jr., a convert to the Jewish faith, will be presented with the Man of the Year Award by the Jewish War Veterans in New York City. Jean Renoir, noted European motion picture director, is being lured here for his first American-made film titled A Summer World. Jimmy Fiddler in Hollywood returning you to the Ken Knox Show.
This is Ken reminding you, you have 12 and a half minutes to call in and register your name and phone number if you live in the Broadway Exchange. 12 and a half minutes to call Riverside 8-0600, Riverside 8-0941, or Riverside 7-4771.
What is confidence? Confidence is what you have when you put your money in a bank or your life in the hands of a surgeon. Confidence is yours when you take your prescription to a Ward's cut-rate drugstore. You know that the pharmacist at a Ward's drugstore is a thoroughly trained, state-registered pharmacist, a man of knowledge, skill, and integrity. When you visit your Ward's cut-rate drugstore, you know that only the finest quality drugs will be used to compound your prescription. You know that your prescription and your precious health are safe in the hands of a Ward's drugstore pharmacist. Because of Ward's efficient staff of quality-minded buyers, the cost of your prescription will be the lowest you can find anywhere. Yes, you can have confidence in the prescription department of your neighborhood Ward's cut-rate drugstore. Visit your friendly, conveniently located Ward's cut-rate drugstore, and you'll know why all Dallas and Fort Worth are finding out Ward's prices are the lowest, quality the highest.
Here's the latest on the weather from KLIF.
Generally fair and a little warmer this afternoon and tonight. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow. Present temperature in downtown Dallas, 41 degrees.
Take your hands off of that old word you do. Oh, no. Take your hands.
KLIF dial-a-mink time, 9 minutes before 10. This is KLIF in Dallas, where Mrs. James R. Scott wins a $500 mink stolen Cliff's dial-a-mink contest. If you live in the Broadway Exchange, you have 8.5 minutes to call Riverside 8-0600, Riverside 8-0941, or Riverside 7-4771. This is the Wednesday Ken Knox Show from Cliff in Dallas, and here's a man looks like he has some big news.
Here's big news for head cold, sinus, and allergy sufferers. Now you can use at home and even carry with you a fine mist nasal spray like doctors use. It's new Mentholatum Nasal Mist, developed by Mentholatum Laboratories. Almost instantly, it relieves sniffling, sneezing, and that corked-up feeling in nose and sinuses. And it gives much faster, more widespread relief than messy drops or stomach-unsettling pills. Mentholatum Nasal Mist contains an effective antihistamine that goes to work immediately to relieve sniffling and sneezing. A decongestant to help shrink swollen tissues and clear sinus passages. Plus a safe antibiotic to kill germs. Mentholatum Nasal Mist helps prevent harmful mouth breathing that could let germ-laden dry air into your lungs. It's safe for children over 6 years old. Won't sting. Mentholatum Nasal Mist is a convenient pocket size. Get the Doctor Style Spray, new Mentholatum Nasal Mist, today.
Today is Wednesday, January 4, 1961. The Ken Knox Show from KLIF in Dallas.
From KLIF News, a Big D religionist will be heard commenting on Sunday business on Cliff Morning News at 10.
Here's the number 7 rated song this week on the Cliff Top 40 survey. The Drifters and I Count the Tears. The Drifters and Cliff Top 40 Survey Song Number 7, I Count the Tears, and I Count the Minutes, 5 minutes before 10, Cliff Dial-A-Mink time, and time now for the Cliff Gold Ship Treasure Chest.
KLIF's Gold Chip Treasure Chest Contest.
Check the serial number on your Gold Chip Treasure Chest.
Stand by to win valuable Gold Chip merchandise certificates.
If the number we're about to call appears on your Gold Chip Treasure Chest, call KLIF within 5 minutes and win.
Gold Chip merchandise certificates are worth $4.20 at any Gold Chip member store.
If there is no winner this hour, next hour's contest is worth an additional Gold Chip merchandise certificate.
Here's this hour's Gold Chip Treasure Chest number. If it's yours, call Cliff within 5 minutes to win.
This hour's Gold Ship Treasure Chest serial number is 10262. 10262. If this is your treasure chest serial number, call Cliff at the regular Riverside 79311 within 5 minutes to win. There are 300 gold chips in this hour's jackpot worth $4.20 at any gold chip merchants. Exactly 4 minutes before 10, you have 5 minutes to call in. If your gold chip treasure chest serial number is 10262.
It's a Wednesday type morning. Keep your date with the station that's great. 1190. Live Happy Time Radio. On this Wednesday type morning.
What's better than golden good cornbread hot from the skillet and dripping with melted butter? That's good eating. And it's always better when you make cornbread with American Beauty cornmeal. American Beauty is made for cornbread, milled cream style, the way Texas folks like cornmeal best. This cream style milling means smoother, lighter, finer textured cornbread every time. And with American Beauty cornmeal, the full corn flavor comes through. That's because only number one grade fully cured white corn is used. It's carefully water washed, then milled to American Beauty's famous cream style grind. For better cornbread, more delicious muffins or sticks, reach for American Beauty. It's the package with the big red rose on the sack. And remember, American Beauty cornmeal is milled cream style for making the kind of cornbread Texas folks like best. American Beauty cornmeal.
Here's the very latest temperature in Dallas.
Under sunshiny clear Cliffland skies, 42 degrees in downtown Dallas. It'll go up to the mid-50s today, to the mid-30s tonight. We have light southerly winds, forecast of generally fair and a little warmer this afternoon and tonight. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow. 2 minutes before 10, Cliff Dial-A-Mink time. 2 minutes to call in if your telephone exchange is Broadway. time's almost up for this hour. The Broadway Exchange has been it for this hour's Dial-A-Make contest on KLIF in Dallas, where Mrs. James R. Scott of Dallas won a $500 mink stole in Cliff's Dial-A-Make contest. We'll be announcing a brand new exchange in a few minutes, and we'll be listening to the Johnny Horton recording of North to Alaska. KLIF temperature 42 degrees. This is KLIF, the mighty 1190 in Dallas, at the tone 10 a.m.
KLIF Jetstream News.
This is Miss Schmidt. Welcome aboard KLM Royal Dutch Airlines Flight 600 from Dublin to Amsterdam with an intermediate stop at Manchester.
The excitement of the KLIF world is only a millisecond away.
Cliff, Jetstream News. Dallas, a three-car, two-truck collision on South Loop 12 this morning sent one Dallas woman to the hospital. Mrs. Jackie Smithers of 706 Garden View was received at St. Paul's Hospital, but attendants there say she's not seriously injured. The pileup occurred during a thick fog and began as a minor accident involving a pickup truck and two cars. But they were smashed into by another car and a huge produce truck, which climbed the back of and completely mashed one of the cars. No other injuries of reportable nature in this accident, just east of South Central Expressway on Loop 12. As usual, KLIF had the only radio mobile news units reporting from the scene. Havana, the Yankees are going home. Hundreds of Americans in Cuba are packing their bags, buying travel tickets, and saying goodbye to the few Cubans who aren't afraid to talk to them. The United States has advised all 3,000 Americans in Cuba to get out unless they have what is called compelling reasons to stay. Although American civilians are leaving, the Navy has no intention of relinquishing its big base at Guantanamo. A spokesman said, "Whatever happens, we're going to stay. We're bound by the directives of the United States Navy, and we're going to follow orders." He added, "We're fully prepared for any eventuality." Both the United States and Cuba have asked other nations to handle their diplomatic interchanges for them. America asks Switzerland to act as its agent in Cuba, and the Swiss government announced today that it's agreed in principle. A spokesman at Bern said Switzerland has asked Cuba to agree. Cuba asked Red Czechoslovakia to act as its agent in America. Cuban consulates throughout the United States appeared surprised at the end of diplomatic relations. Cuba had 28 consulates in America a year ago, but since then at least five have closed, primarily because officials resigned in protest against Castro's policies. Ankara, Turkey. The Turkish cabinet resigned today. There was no immediate explanation for the move. The cabinet governed the country in cooperation with the National Unity Committee. The committee, headed by General Cemal Gürsel, seized power May 27th in a quiet revolution that toppled the government of former Premier Adnan Menderes. Menderes, former President Celal Bayar, and other leaders of the ousted government currently are being tried at offshore Yasiada Island for alleged unconstitutional acts. Idaho Falls. An explosion believed to be of a chemical nature rocked an Army experimental nuclear reactor near Idaho Falls, Idaho last night. Three Army personnel were killed. A spokesman for the Atomic Energy Commission said the blast was attended by high levels of radiation, but was not, and we quote, an atomic bomb explosion. The spokesman said it could very definitely be assumed there was no danger from radiation to persons off the testing station, which sprawls over 892 square miles in southern Idaho. Bangkok, Thailand. A peaceful solution is being sought in the Laotian crisis. The Southeast Asian Treaty Organization met in Bangkok and decided not to take any military action at the present time. The CETO Council condemned the airlift of war supplies to leftist Laotian rebels by Russian planes. However, the KLIF International Desk said the nations attending withheld judgment on whether outside communist forces actually had joined the Laotian rebels. U.S. intelligence reports, which show there are North Vietnamese troops in Laos, were passed out at the meeting, but were not discussed. Dallas. Baptists are beginning a drive to have what they call unnecessary businesses closed on Sundays. Letters have been mailed to Baptist ministers and laymen because of what the Baptist Brotherhood's executive committee calls increasingly open violations of Sunday closing laws. The secretary of the Brotherhood Department of the Baptist General Convention of Texas, L.H. Tapscott, gives KLIF News this added comment.
It's not a day for business as usual or for profit. There ought to be a time in man's life when spiritual things are given an opportunity, and it is our feeling that if America loses Sunday as a day for religion, then Christianity is on the way out.
L.H. Tapscott, Secretary of the Brotherhood Department of the Baptist General Convention of Texas, commenting on that group's drive for Sunday closing of businesses in Texas. Cliff weather, generally fair and a little warmer this afternoon and tonight. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow. High today and tomorrow in the mid-50s, low tonight in the middle 30s. Light southerly winds. Right now, winds are out of the south at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 60%. Cliff Dallas temperature 42 degrees. In Fort Worth, the reading is 39. Here is the KLIF banner headline of the hour. 21-year-old Mrs. Jackie Smithers of 706 Garden View escaped serious injury this morning after being involved in a three-car, two-truck collision on South Loop 12. Jack Terry reporting Cliff News and Weather.
If it's news, you'll hear it first on
KLIF in Dallas.
Way up
north, north to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
North to Alaska. I go north, the rush is on. Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north.
The Johnny Horton recording of North to Alaska, number two on the Cliff Top 40 survey. It's now 8 minutes after 10 on a wonderful Wednesday-type morning from the Ken Knox Show, KLIF in Dallas.
It's a Wednesday-type morning. Keep your date with the station that's great, 1190, KLIF Radio. On this Wednesday-type morning.
It's Wednesday type morning. This is Ken Knox reminding you your family's discarded winter clothing can bring joy to a weary mother, delight to a child in need. Call the Salvation Army today, Riverside 2, 9224. Remember the needy. Remember the number, Riverside 2, 9224.
Here's the latest on the weather from KLIF.
Generally fair and a little warmer this afternoon and tonight. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow. ...42 degrees in downtown Dallas under sunshiny, clear Cliffland skies. 9 minutes after 10, Cliff time. Stand by for a new exchange in this hour's Cliff Dial-A-Make contest.